Daber Hashem al Moshe Leimor, Daber Bnei Yisrael Leimor, Isha Kis Hazriya V'yod Osocha, V'tama Shiva Hashem, Ki Meilida Az Devoisot Et Ma. The Torah HaKdoisha starts off the Parsha from Tazria with the sugya from Tumas Leida. The halacha is a woman that sees dam is a Tumas Nida. She sees dam. So it was mechadish a new type of tuma called Tumas Leida. Right, but Rashi brings it to Gemara Nida that even if a woman has a baby and she does not see any dam, she's still tame. She's still tame. So we have to understand what the gather of this tumah is of us. It's not after tumah's neither, because even if she doesn't see any dam, she's still tame. So what's the gather of this tumah, tumah's later? The next apostolic, Uvayoyim Hashmini Yimoil Besar Alosa. Torah says on the eighth day, Yimoil Besar Alosoi. The mice is very fair what this pasuk is doing over here. L'choira, the parasha from this Indian is, like we're saying, is the parasha from Tumas Leida. What is the Yisoid that the Torah HaKdoisha is telling us, to be Yoyim Hashmini Yimoil Besar Alosoi, what was that episode over here? So the Sfarno is aimed on it, and the Sfarno says that for 7 days of Rishonim, so the Dam Nidus, that the Gemara says that Dam Nekav and Asachala, the Dam of the woman changes into milk. That's over that he's Nidon from. So he's Nizoin Kolas Man inside the mother's womb, but he starts Nidon from Dam Tomei. B'yoyim Hashmini, so he says, Yoz Nisakel Dam HaNidus, HaTomei, Shem Yimen Nizon HaVlad, the Dam Nidus that he was Nizon from, the Mei Imoi is gone, the Tor HaVlad, the Kons Bebris Kodesh, now he becomes Tor, that's so says the Svorino, that's why, on the eighth day, Bris Mila. So the Maisa, the Yisoy, we're bringing Bris over here, is only off the Indian, to bring out why the Mila's Lishmini is because afterwards this Achal, the Dam Nidos, and now the baby has now become Torah. The baby has to go Bris Kodesh. He has to do Bris Bidusha, so he has to get rid of the Tumah from the Dam that he was Nizon from, which is Dam Nidos, which is Dam Tome, and therefore that's, so it's Nogeya, the parish of the Tumah. I want to say maybe another Mahalach. It's interesting to note that right after the parsha from the Dam Nidus and the parsha of the lettuce ben, which means the parsha from Mitzoyra, Tazvir Mitzoyra, the parsha of Tzoras, the parsha of Negoim, and we know that Negoim is only born on Lashon Hara. Negoim comes because of Lashon Hara. You have to understand What's the connection of this whole parasha, the parasha of Tazria, the beginning parasha of Tazria, of the Leido with the Tuma, Yimur Besar Alosoi, to the parasha of the Goyim? That's we have to understand the boys that are very interesting. We spoke about it holy be may Svira so Oimer. Holy the days of Svira. The days of Svira. The mitzvah asay, according to the Rambam, the Chinuch, the mitzvah asay, the Oraisa of Svira so Oimer. Counting. What is the goddess of his counting? According to some Rishonim, you can't be Yoitzei Shomea Kohenet. One person can't count for somebody else. We know usually when there are mitzvahs that are Yidei Dibur, Megillas Esther, you can do it for somebody else. There's a mitzvah of Kiddush Friday night. One person gets up, says Kiddush. It's a mitzvah of Amira, of Dibur. The Gemara in Sukkah Lamed Ches says that when there's a mitzvah of Dibur, there's a halacha, there's a scharish called Shoimea Ka'oina. You sit there and listen, and you do it so like you say, Shoimea Ka'oina. And yet, in Tzviya Sa'oimid is an achloikis. Some hold, Usfaratam Lochem, the Torah wants every individual to count. And even though the Gabri the Bracha, we know a person has a suffix, he goes to the guy, doesn't know if he counted last night, you know, it's ready the second night, long night after, you know, it's Ben Azman, what can we do? And it's ready the second night, the first night usually, you know, he makes it, right, it's already, it's a Seder night, especially in America, but by the third night, after you go to Six Flags, get a little bit tired, so yeah, the memory, you know, you go on the roller coaster, it makes your mind go, you don't know it's two or three. So you forget about it after the roller coaster, you forget about what sphere you're holding, you forget about the sphere, it comes the third night. So you go over there saying not true, you count. If you're not true, the mice can count with it, bro, but it's Fatsvaker. But if you, you know, you forgot to count. By the way, the boy say, if a person, you know, if a person wakes up, he says, I can't wait to count sphere. He takes, I'm just going for a little nap. Waking up, you know, one of those little naps, and you wake up the next 2 days later. But anyway, he goes for that little nap, and he wakes up the next morning. Oh my God, I forgot sphere for foul. It's a mistake. You count by day, everybody says. Person doesn't realize. The halacha is if you missed by night, you count by day. You count by day without a bracha. Without a bracha. And if you count by day without a bracha, you can continue counting with a bracha afterwards. But the maisa, if you don't say you missed totally, so the maisa, the bracha, you're yotz with somebody else. But the svira, you should say yourself. Don't be yotz with somebody else. You're not yotz with Shemei Kohen. The question is why by svira is there a special din? You're not yotz with somebody else. And the last kasha for now, everybody said, until we get to the next kasha, is like this. The maisa, we say after the sphere, very interesting, already Toises and Megillah, the Chav, already asked the kasha. Yi rotzo in Shibonah Beis HaMikdosh. Shibonah Beis HaMikdosh. Now we should give back the Avodah. Harachal Yasmo, and Avodah is Beis HaMikdosh Dem Koima. After we sent out the sphere, it's brought in the Poiskip. Not as time. Toises bring the Avodah, that we say, Harachal Yasmo, and Avodah is Beis HaMikdosh Dem Koima. We don't have them any other mitzvah, but so what's the word? We don't say after lulav, Racham on Yasalon Avodas Beis Hamikdash. Okay, it's a little bit. No mitzvah we do. We say Racham Yasalon Avodas Beis Hamikdash from Koyma. What's epis that we say that by spheres Oyma? So if spheres do a bonon and we want to be kind of the rice is only when we have the korban Oyma, ready to do it. Mr. Bruderi says a mahalach. So he says no mahalach. We might have to understand. Don't say after Shoifa, Toises, these are why Shoifa. Oh. So basically, I want to say is that Tumas later, Boisai. What is this Tuma? What is the Tuma of that the Torah was Machadish of Tumas of later that a woman gives birth and she had no blood? She still becomes Tumish. So we want to say like this, Rabbi Yisai. I'll just say this also, because I've heard this also, that the gather is that when a woman has a vlad inside, Rabbi Yisai, that vlad represents kedusha. That vlad represents a nivra, a creation. A man, a woman, when they have a vlad, it's a new creation, new bria. Rabbi said, "Shloish yeshutfin ba'adam." Says the Gemara, "You're shutuf with Hakadosh Baruch Hu." They're oisik in bria. A woman, a man, when they have a child, it's not stam a child. It's a bria chadosh. It's a bria zebelia. They were oisik in creation. The matzav of bringing a child to the world is creation. It's bria. It's bria. And that kedusha of having a nivra, of creating a nivra, when that vlad leaves the womb, there's a tremendous loss. There's a tremendous loss of kedusha, because now inside of her was a bria, and now that bria came to the world. It's now nivra. It's now created, but it's left the womb of the mother. That kedusha, that holiness of a nivra being inside the womb of a mother, and when it leaves this tumah, I feel undone, even without doubt. The fact that there was the creation inside, and now that left her. And once her, maybe that's the pshat why Nekeva is shvulayin, because she's also a creator. It's a creator of a creation that could also create. It's a womb, another womb. It could be that's the tumah shivas yomim, because they get shivas yomim breishis. Shabbos also a bria. Connected shivas you may brachis. It's the tumah from creation. But what stops it? What takes it out of that tumah? Rabbi Yisai, with the yoyim hashmini nimol b'sar alosai. The pshat in the bria, Rabbi Yisai, is not only just the ma'ase bria, Rabbi Yisai. We have to understand what a bria is, Rabbi Yisai. The kedusha of a bria is so holy; it's called bris kodesh. But the kedusha of a bris is also an act of creation. The yisoid of bris milah is that the heart of the child, the arlas alev, is also being removed. That when a child is nichnas into bris, he's now nichnas into the metzias of Torah. He's nichnas into the metzias of Torah. He's shayach the Torah. On a bris, a person not child to Torah, the Medrash brings an unbelievable zach, Andronius HaKesar, wanted to learn Torah. So he ran away from his family, and he started to learn. He didn't understand anything. So they said the only way you could understand is you have to have a bris milah. Because on a bris, a mishpatim ha'yidum, goyim and not child to learn, to understand the oimek ha'Torah. Because the bris removes the orlas ha'lev. Not only the orlas haguf from kivegas and the tshuva that he's supposed to machaber the grandfather with the son of kos, or machloikas, or but there's a big hint to be machaber the grandfather of that of the father's father. Because this is I tell my son, my daughter, I have a different word for. But anyway, on the vice but you have to tell kivega. Zakhle b'kivei, because since the Rambam writes that the grandfather has a chiyuv talmud Torah, when the grandfather holds him on the lap. So he's being involved in the bris by holding on the lap. So he's now being machshir, that grandchild, with the bris kodesh to be shach the Torah, Rabbi Yisai. The meila, Zotim Tivega, because he has a chiv talmud Torah, he should be involved in the etzem ma'isa bris. And therefore, of yoyim ha'shmini yimol b'sar alosso is beautiful. Because shame that the whole tumor was created because that this creation went out from the womb and now she lost the creation. In the tumor now goes out because now we've taken this breed, this nivra, and given him the koyach of creation. What creation, Rabbi Yisai? The koyach to create Torah. The koyach of his chelek in Torah. To create Torah and to be masik his chelek in Torah. That's what the Yom HaShmini Yimo B'Sar HaLosa. And that's why the tumor goes off. The tumor came about because there was a Nivra. This Nivra left the womb and now she lost. There was a loss of Koyach of creation. In the Bria there was a loss of Koyach of creation. And now by being mold, the B'Sar Orla, now we establish in the Guf of this child that now he's Shayach to creation of B'Sar. That the creation of Torah, Boisai, is nothing less than Briyas HaOilam, the creation of the world. And that's the Yom HaShmini Yimol B'Sar HaLosa. That's the oimik of prisupos, the kedusha of prisupos. It's askus in brirabos, in creation, in chidush. A person doesn't understand, doesn't realize the place that. Every person was born, b'mei imoy, he's zoicha to learn, to get, says the Goyim, his chelik of Torah. He has to learn it, b'mokoyim kodosh, the secure place, not tampered by the tumas ha'oilam. And when he comes out to the Bria, he now has to get back his chelik in Torah. He has to be zeichot to his chelik in Torah through the koyach of the bris. That's how he's zeichot to reach his chelik, his chidush haTorah. His chelik. And it's very, very important to understand. This is true. It's very important. You saw, yeah, the tinoi, yeah, the bris is under a bris. Every bris is a different bris because every bris is a bris for that child's chelik in Torah, not Stam to get into Torah, so that to be zirchah to his chelik in Torah. Every single person has their own chelik in Torah. She yibone beis hamikdash b'seichel kene b'seirasecho. It's not just Torah, by side. We want our chelik in Torah. That's a b'yoyim hashmini yimur b'seirav also. And the chelik in Torah, boy side, is something that person came down to the world. That's what he is created for. He's created to produce his chelik of Torah, boy side. The Sefer Hasidim says that a person has a chidush, and he doesn't write it down, he doesn't refers to it, he doesn't teach it, he doesn't send it out to everybody else. He's a goizel asarabi. He's a gazla. What is it? Because everybody has their own chelik in Torah, that's not shy to that person. So if you're not mefarsim it, you're going to be missing. You're going to be missing from chelik of Torah. That person is going to be missing from chelik of Torah. Everybody has their own unique chelik. The Gemara says, the Pritzadik says that mital nidal yosem mikulam. Why is mital nidal yosem mikulam? Because when you teach a Talmud, since he has to get his chelik, so you have to be the tzina to get his chelik. You would have never been shy to that chelik. So if the pitzadik, mitalmidei yosem mikulam, the reason why you're zicha, that you get that chelik is only because you're a tzina, he has to get his chelik. So you would be never shy to, you didn't have a talmid. What are you shy to his chelik in turn? It's miyuchat for him. Everybody has their own chelik in turn. And it's miyuchat to them, Rabbi Yisrael. And the koyach of chidush haTorah, Rabbi Yisrael. The Zohar says, unbelievable Zach, the Zohar says, that the tshuka for a person to want to be moilit, to want to be moilit, to have children, to have offspring, is the same tshuka for chidush in Torah. So says the Zohar. That same level of tshuka, of to have children, is the same level of tshuka for chidush in Torah. And everybody has the ability to voice that, to mechadish in Torah, because they have their own chelik in Torah. And people think, oh, come on, Rabbi, take it easy. You know, me, Yankel Pfefferkorn, I can't mechadish anything. I look at a piece of Gemara, my head starts spinning. Forget about me mechadish. Oh, but it's a toys. Yeah, the person has a chelik in Torah. It doesn't have to be you answer all the marachas from the Kiva Eger on the Sulia. Yeah, you see a pasuk, you see a mahalach and a pasuk, you see a pasuk in the davening, you see a mahalach and the pasuk, but you say, yeah, the mensch has his chelik in Torah, and the bris is what's machshir the person to that chelik in Torah. When did we get that chelik, Rabbi Yisai? The chelik of Torah was given to everybody on Har Sinai, Rabbi Yisai. On Matan Torah, we were all there, we were all present. When we were all present by Matan Torah, everybody was standing there and they gave, here, your chelik, how much of your chelik you're going to get. That was by Maimon Har Sinai. When everybody stood there, and we learned again in the Mei Imoy, and then we come out and try to get it back, but the same, it started all by Har Sinai. Har Sinai is the mokoim when everybody got their chelik originally. Then individually, and then we go in Mei Imoy, it's taught to us. But the chelik of Torah was given at Sinai. The fizeh, I wanted to be mas be beautiful, Rabbi Yisrael. That's the whole story of the Sfira, Rabbi Yisrael. The Sfira is accounting. It's accounting that we're counting. This is the chinuch already says himself. That we're counting like the Eved to the day of Matan Torah, Rabbi Yisrael. We're counting with Shoyev. We want to reach our Shleimus. Our Shleimus is, give us our chelik in Torah, Rabbi Yisrael. It's the end of the Abdomus. It's Sovilon Doraisa, Persian. Give us the Torah. Give us the Torah. Every Torah claw is the claw. So we're also individually, Rabbi Yisrael. Everybody's chelik in Torah. The Mela, the Svira is an individual thing. Maybe we can understand why Shemei Koinen won't help over here. Because everybody is being Shoyev, counting to their chelek. I'm looking forward and counting and being Shoyev and desiring my chelek in Torah. That's the Sphere. Now that they're closer and closer to the Yoin, when I'll get my chelek in Torah. And every year, Shavuos, the Shlosh says, it's not like your Remembrance Day. Oh, we call Grandpa. Pa, you remember the old times? Back in New Orleans, you know, you sit down with the, you know, on the couch with your grandfather, discuss the remembrances of the, you know, every year says the Shlah is a new year of that Hashem Shmos gives out the Torah back, gives the opportunity for us to reach his head of the Torah. Mesechol kei mesechol. The Meilah is meduik mi'oid. Haracham on Yachzal on Avodas Beis Hamikdash B'Seichel Kenim B'Seichel. That's what we say. You have to dispute. You know what I'm saying? It's Kipshuta. It's Kipshuta. I feel the Rambam could be even Doraisa today, because not accounting Stam and Tzvira, but it's accounting to reach that level, Rabbi Yisrael, of the Seichel Kenim B'Seichel, Rabbi Yisrael, or Chela. Or Chela, Rabbi Yisrael. A person has to be Shoyev for his own Chidush, Rabbi Yisrael. A person wants to get the Geshmak. He wants to be married to the Emet Geshmak of Torah, Mechadesh Rabbi Yisrael Torah. And Rabbi Chaim V'Goshman says, the Chidush Torah, he says, the biggest sword is not like I said before. He says, anything that becomes clear to me, in my mind, the Torah, that's already called a get of Chidush Torah. If you understand the Torah, if you have Havana in the right way, that's already Chidush Torah, Rabbi Yisrael. Avada, there are levels of things that, you, like we said, Megala, but you understand your interpretation of the right way, obviously, not Krum, but you understand it. It's already Chidush Torah, but there's levels. You go further than to understand on a deeper level in a way that other people don't understand, to mechadesh, to answer questions of Achrayim, and that's all shout out to you, Rabbi Yisrael. And you don't, sometimes a person says, oh, well, who am I? You know, this person asked the question, who am I to answer? But it's wrong, because it could be that you're Chedek and Torah, and it's only shout out to you, Rabbi Yisrael. And a person gets into that person, when a person, they'll, mamish attach himself, and he's talking mechadesh and Torah, Rabbi Yisrael. There's Chidush Torah that come out, Rabbi Yisrael. There's no greater Geshmak, because you're always sick. To what we're saying in creation, there's no greater feeling of Yisrael than Oisei in creation of Yisrael. Every person is indivered from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he has that desire to also be a creator. A person is indivered as a creation, but he has the tremendous desire because he's created B'dmus Elokim. We're all created B'dmus Hashem. Hashem is a creator. We have that tremendous desire to be a creator of Yisrael. Therefore, you have that tremendous taivus noshim. Doesn't stop, but the taivus noshim comes from this tremendous desire for creation, Rabbi Yisrael. And in the same oifus, the Zohar says is the desire of chidush etayra. Because chidush etayra is your creation, Rabbi Yisrael. And when a person gets into it, Rabbi Yisrael, when he that hanor is hanor's ein oy malon, not shaykh, Rabbi Yisrael, not shaykh. Not shayach. When a person be'emes thinks to a sugi and works it out, it's mechadish. It's not shayach. When a person hears the emes of a chedushei Torah, it's not shayach. It's a new creation. Just as maybe a baby comes to the world, yeah, a person that's really in tune, he gets all, he sees that everybody's happy. A new baby was born. Did I think about billions of dollars? How much I have to spend on the diapers? A baby came to the world. What a, you know, everybody's giving the guy mazel tov. He hadn't slept in 3 months. He's mazel tov. How you doing? Yankala. He met a guy. The guy, mom, is a zombie. She ain't come on you. He hasn't slept. He hasn't there. And he doesn't know what's coming. It's coming for the next night. A baby. A new baby. A whole bria. A new mom is the ganz 11. And a new a guy says, the chiddush boy said, a person who's in tune with this creation, should be dancing in the street. And they said, I mean, you're a chiddush, any chiddush. A chiddush of somebody else also. A guy was mechadish, something that wasn't heard. A guy should be dancing. Pamish Mitans, we have gift the one time. After Shir, he said, wow, such a gewaltige chiddush, unbelievable chiddush. He has such a hanov in the chiddush. On a chiddush, on such a chiddush, we have to dance. So the Adam said, why not? They got up and they started dancing in the room. People were looking in, what's going on? They were dancing on a chiddush tayrin. There was a yid of Dov Baran who was turning the corner. Yerushalayim, the Amol, he was turning the corner and he was walking down the block of the Briskerov's house. And outside the Briskerov was a snowy day. He sees a guy, Mamish, he thought he has to call, there's a place called Kfar Shaul. Anybody know about it? Hopefully not. Anyway, the place called Kfar Shaul, that's where they take guys who are a little bit, you know, guys who used to learn. Anyway, Bekitzer, they take guys and they put them in straitjackets over there, with Bellevue, they call it in America. Anyway, Bekitzer, so he sees this guy tumbling around, it's right near the Biskrov's house, he thought, turn you around, we got to call Kfar Shaul. If it's straight jacket, Rabbi would look like a crazy Meshuggah. He's walking up the block and he sees Reb Shach, the Blazer Shach, outside in the snow. Mama's tumbling, jumping like Mama's. He's like the Blazer. He said, I just came out of the Briskerov's house. He told me a chiddush. I said, Chandon. And I want to tell you, I want to do this all the time. Every time I go, I just want to go. I can't take it. It's a creation. I want to go and I want to start doing the tumble salts. But look what happened. You see, the mamish locked me up. Today was a snowy day. I didn't think anybody was outside. So I let it out. Let it out. The laser shach. There he is, flipping over. But I didn't think anybody would notice. You happen to be walking down the block. But that's my feeling every time. A chiddush Torah. A person has a chiddush Torah. You get up in the band dance, if I said. But the person has to feel that obligation. I want a mechadish and tell you. I want a mechadish. I want to make it because from the fact that that's the shleim is what that's the saying chalke and b'seir asecha. We damn it's only shibonim b'seir. The saying chalke we want to b'seir to achelik. That's achelik. We're shayach to it. But chutz from that, Rabbi, and we have a chiyuv because that we have to bring out the chiddush of the oyva. But chutz from the hanor, Rabbi. The Hanor, as I told you, there's no greater Hanor of Isa. Just like in the Hanor of creation of a human being, this is the greatest Shaykh Hanor of Isa. And we miss the boat. We're missing the boat. If no one's always in creation, a Chidushay Torah of Isa. A person should have a whole notebook of Chidushim. A person at night should write down his Oris and come up with Ketirutim. Chidushay Torah, this is Bria. And to be zirchah to yechelik in Torah, Rabbi said, that's shvus. That's what we're counting for. And shvus, we have that special ability to be zirchah to it, Rabbi said. Every year, shvus is given out how much we have the ability to do it. Again, we don't use it out. It's not going to happen. But Hashem gives a special. He paskes that we should be zirchah to this chelik of Torah now. And if we don't use it out, so we lost out, Rabbi said. But that's the sphere, Rabbi said. The sphere we want to reach that shleim of the same chelkei, Rabbi said. And that's the tzuras ha'odem ha'amiti, Rabbi Yisai. Parashat mitzoyer, Rabbi Yisai. Tzuras mitzoyer, Rabbi Yisai, comes after Pesach. Tell you, B'nai Yisoscha, Chavid ha'amoshe. B'chor tzapel, l'chamet v'chelik of it. B'nai Yisoscha says gevaldik, says like this. Pesach. The chag of Pesach has two aspects to it. Pesach. Peh is the mouth, and sach is speaking. Be'etzim on the Leil Pesach, we're oisking two major zaken. We're eating, pounding away those matzahs and the whatever. We're eating and eating and eating. It's a pelet of gezavah, but we're eating, the whole thing, we're eating. More matzah. According to most sheet, the more matzah you eat. You just eat matzah, matzah, your jaw is hurting already. And you're speaking. Sipu Yitzhak is right. Eating and speaking, right? That's the mitzvah tonight. It's an unbelievable zavah, but it shows. But the Yisoy that Dvarim is pashtus is that. And that now we became Eved Hashem. We became Eved Hashem. Avdus is nikkur, not dafke in the major zachen. Avdus is nikkur in the poshta zachen, the speak, in the eating. But those were the two avoidos of Pesach. Says the B'nai Yisoscha Gevaldik. The parshas that always, especially this year, it comes out this type of cycle. But the parshas right after Pesach are what? Parshas Shmini. The Pashas of Machalos Asuris, what to eat, and Pashas of Mitzoyer, Mitzoyer, Lashon Hara, how to speak. Meaning, that the hemshich of Pesach is that we're supposed to matar ourselves. The mouth has to become a different vessel. The mouth has to become a vessel that in its avoida of eating and speaking, it has to be tohor from achos of surahs, it has to be uplifted. It also has to become pure, the way we speak, the way we talk, that we don't use it, chas v'shalom, for the wrong things. And be'etzem, in there is nikah, the tzuras ha'adam ha'amiti, because if a person doesn't talk right, or a person doesn't eat right, he's nothing less than a behemoth. Be'etzem. What separates us from the behemoth? What differentiates a human from a behemoth? The fact that a human can talk, and also the way he eats. Behemoths also eat. So you say the etzem fact I can talk is goof as I know. It's not only how you talk. The donkey also spoke. The child for a donkey to talk. A person doesn't talk the right way. It could be a donkey that talks. Bilam donkey also spoke. The fact that differentiates the human from the in the koyach speech is that the speech is elevated. That's done in an oifin that shows he's the Adam, the human. The human, the Adam, Rabbi Yisrael. The Rosh Hashulchan says we count from Yimei Sphira of the Oimer. The Oimer is brought from Malchal Sa'oirim, it's a Michael Behema, till Shavuos. What Shavuos we bring Chita, Michael Adam. The Tafkid is to go in the Sphira, is to create the Adam Ha'amiti, the Adam Hasholen, the Adam HaToy, Rabbi Yisrael. That's the Tachlis of the counting, Rabbi Yisrael. By being shoyer for saying chalkeinu, that our mouths should be mouths that talk Torah, that are uplifted to a different level of existence. That we eat like a human being. We talk like a human being. We elevate it to the level of the Torah, a life that's really meant to live. The tzuras ha'adam ha'amiti. That's the tachlis of the sphere. And the areas where the mouth, the koyach haper, the koyach haper, which is the koyach, where the person is nikah, the human shaboy, the kodesh bo blew a nefesh chaya, a ruach mamalalo, says the medrash, says the targum, the koyach to speak, that's where Hashem blew in the nishmas ha'odom, the koyach of speech, there is nikah. And that was the koyach of Pesach, that we speak, we talk. We don't talk Lashon Hara, we talk Sensibis, Mitzvah, we talk Mailas, Shvachin, we talk Torah, we elevate ourselves, Chidushay Torah. We should be Zeichar, Rabbi Yisrael, these days we should be Shoyef, Rabbi Yisrael, to a different level, Rabbi Yisrael, to uplift ourselves. We're much greater than we think, Rabbi Yisrael, so much greater than the Nishmas Elikim. Everybody is shy to a Nishmas Elikim. We don't think about it, Rabbi Yisrael. Walk around, we don't realize the Nishmas Elikim. That's the Koyach of Chidush, Rabbi Yisrael. The koyach of chidush, the chidush toyo, the koyach to be a person that's a creator. It could be a creator in the fact of creating you, a ben adam. It could be a creator in the fact of chidush toyo, which also the Nefesh HaChaim says you don't understand what goes on. That when a chidush toyo is said, Kodesh Baruch Hu envelops it. He sees the chidush, he kisses it, he hugs it. The Nefesh HaChaim says about chidush toyo, lo yomer boisa. If you see what he says, he goes upon Hashem. This is not from himself. It's the Zoya Hashem has. He has a chedushi toyer. A person makadosh a chedush down here, and said in the Maila, forget what they do to all his relatives. They bring him out of wherever they are. For all the grandparents, they come. He said, "Here's the chedush of Yankel Ben Shmero. Here's his chedush toyer. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is Menashe. He kisses it. He hugs it. He crowns it. It's a creation of boys, and it's la'olam void. Bo, let's be misasik these days of us and working to elevate ourselves to realize our potential." That we're not shayach, we're humans, we're a different level of existence. The Yisrael is a different level of existence. It's the Adam HaMedaber, Adam HaMedaber Torah. And the Eza Hashem v'schus that, that we elevate ourselves these days, we sricha to emes the chidushay Torah, and I'll give hano in the oilam ha-emes, the world over there, everybody will be dancing around it. And in here will give us the tremendous hano, v'harivno, Hashem v'makinas divrei seyroscho, after v'harivno, the gishmach! Where's the Gishmak, Rabbi Yisrael? Person, the Torah should be Gishmak. He should be going. He can't go. He'll go crazy. He can't fall asleep. He's Mechadish Chadush Torah. He's living and dreaming about it, Rabbi Yisrael. We should be Zeichot Rabbi Yisrael to that level. We should be Zeichot to be Zeichot to be Seichot. Okay, to be Seichot. Seichot. Amen.